Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It is great to be back. Had an incredible New Year's and a couple of weeks since the last broadcast, the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special, and got a great New Year's show. So we'll talk a little about the holidays, and it was fun participating in them and making people happy. And you know, if a goon or if anybody needs an excuse to become human for one day of the year, I'll fucking take it. And even if somebody decides to be an asswipe on December 26th. However, it was fun, and New Year's was a blast. More on that later. And let's see, got way too much stuff for tonight, but we'll just cover as much as possible. The predictions will probably be next week, the annual predictions, which is now a tradition on this show. And we have another retard book to profile. This one is called The War Against Boys. I'm not kidding. And we got some great show material with thanks for special assistance from the great former live guest, DeMonica. So we'll cover the book later. We got Rush Limbaugh news, which is always fun. And of course, a ton of tunes. We'll just cover as much as possible and carry on the rest to next week. Since the right-wing form of Christians, the American Christian Taliban, decided that even some of them would be human beings for one day of the year. The Reverend decided to explore this, and we're going to cover that later. And of course, we know what their idea of love is. It's, of course, violence, abuse, repression, loss of rights, and a delusional worldview to be imposed on others. Like, what are we doing to boys now? Or, why do people of other lifestyles get away with it? Or why is there birth control and abortion, etc., etc.? So, we know what they're really about. And we're going to start off with a song for the American Christian Taliban and these promise keeper male kinds of groups by Leah Andreone from a CD by her that I believe is pretty recent. And the CD is entitled Veiled, and this track is entitled Come Sunday Morning.
Maybe it's
Okay, let's play a track for the male members of the American Christian Taliban, the ones who want Mama to stay home and live on their McDonald's money and be traditional housewives and mothers while they reign themselves as child rearers. This is by The Bugs, entitled Father of the Year.
It's been 3 days, 9 months since. Mama did that poor kid. I know I ran and hid. Get out.
told you, baby. They're gonna put you away.
It's insulting.
Put your baby dressed in a red. Put your baby in a mess in a head. Put your baby in go on a night. Put your baby's head on the line. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I feel it when you're down on your knees.
You heard the Plasmatics doing Butcher Baby. Ramones did Substitute, Avengers did Car Crash, The Bugs did Father of the Year, and Pink Swastikas over West Philadelphia, and started off with Leah Andreone doing Come Sunday Morning, and some of us did. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights at 7 and Wednesday mornings at 6 East Coast Time, USA. The Reverend is In is also repeat relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back hour of slack. The Reverend is In is also relay broadcasted live radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to send input, shows, feedback for the shows already done, get on the mailing list, or write for any reason, including the Jesus spammers, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Quail, Quayle, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. On the Reverend is in, maybe guests, maybe live guests, and I'm not saying it in case it doesn't happen. It's very iffy. It's not the Midnight Creeps. They're not till February 20th. But live guests, and the show is on the air whether they show up or not. I'm back to stay after my two-week hiatus, and but hopefully surprise live guests next Sunday night. And in 2 weeks, the show that we've really been building up for, the fourth anniversary show, that'll be in 2 weeks, possibly with live guest, the Reverend's dear long-term friend, Lady Simone. No relation to any obsessive psycho Christian stalkers. And Lady Simone may be on with or without her husband, married on the show last March, Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake. And that will be a co-hosting, if it happens, of the fourth anniversary show. And no matter what, there's great tunes, and pretty much all of your ideas are going to be done. And also later in the month, or if not this month, very soon, the return of Demonica, the live guest for the Happy Spanksgiving show last November. In February, an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, when the FCC allows major networks to broadcast all kinds of serious smut, including butt padding, running start, arms and leg wraparound hugs, hiking the ball up the middle, tight ends and wide receivers, group hugs after a touchdown when they really get hot for each other, and all kinds of great. We're going to provide the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And just before Valentine's Day, we'll have another traditional show, Love Night. And a week later, on February 20th, the Midnight Creeps for live musical guests. And you can check them out at midnightcreeps.com. Additional future show themes include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will cover at length and with a lot of good laughs the recovery systems of delusional higher power hallucinating and the 12-step monopoly, and the serious propagandistic bullshit such as love addiction and sex addiction and gambling addiction that are not addictions. They all have behavioral disorders pertaining to them, but they're not actual addictions. And we will cover that well and play tunes and have some great laughs in the process. Another future theme, pubic property, still accepting ideas for the pubic, which is Puritan posturing and self spheres and schools of thought, include liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, religious fundamentalists to groupthink free thinkers, and even certain strains of women's studies. Pubic property show coming up, and your ideas, so far every one of them is being incorporated into the show, and most song requests, there's a couple I can't find. Future theme, psychotherapy for the Bush regime, who are more fucked up than even the most fucked up person you know, even more fucked up than the Christian supremacist, psycho-obsessive, and villain of the month in the media. So we're going to try to provide psychotherapy for the most sociopathic people in the world, the war criminals of the Bush regime. That is a theme coming up, as well as, and this is a possible future video project, the grand opening of the official White House corporate brothel, 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, and much, much more. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. But in 2 weeks, the show of shows, the 4th anniversary show. Yes, we started in mid-January, just before the first coronation of the resident by coup, first round of the unelected resident, George W. Moron Bush. And, well, we'll hash over 1 year of history, at least, this past year, on the 4th anniversary show in 2 weeks. If you want to see the Reverend's picks of the year for recordings, it's on the RadioVolta.org page, and on the face page is a link of what all the Radio Volta predicted for releases of 2004. The annual Reverend Bookburn predictions are done, but some are going to be changed around a bit, so be available by email, and they will be read next week. There's just too much tonight, and there's a plethora of assholes of the week and runners-up. So, as usual, the Reverend has overplanned to, maybe I'll do it before the next set of songs, cut an allegation that Rush Limbaugh had a gay affair while in school, and I'll tell you how to find that on the internet, and a couple of plugs. Later on, we're going to cover the retard book of the year, which is called The War Against Boys, and big, big thanks to the great DeMonica for assisting with the show and for providing us with endless, endless comedy regarding the Christian psycho obsessive stalker nemesist, Mr. Nutboy, and later on in the show, and for some news, because it's been a while, in December 24th, on the front, staring out at us, and showing his tattoos, none other than Henry Rollins, Black Flag, and currently of the Rollins Band, and Henry Rollins was actually a part of the USO Entertain the Troops effort in Afghanistan. So he was there for several days, and he had done it before, and so there's people he actually knows out there now, and he went out there again. So I guess instead of the usual Bob Hopeless kinds of assholes that they usually get as entertainment, at least they got to see Henry Rollins, and he got some good publicity out of it. And, oh, how could I forget? Speaking of entertaining the troops, 1 week after the anniversary show in mid-January, 1 week after that, we're going to entertain the activist troops protesting the second Bush coronation in Washington, D.C., and you can check it out, and if you can't go, send the link out to a whole lot of people who are going to protest the coronation, which is at counterinaugural, which is hyphenated, counterinaugural.org. And who else is organizing stuff around this? Too heavy for you. You can go to unitedforpeace.org and let people know about the protests of George W. Moron, Taliban clone, corporate hoe, pretzel choking Bush. Okay, let's see. What else? I had a New Year's song, but I can't play it because our mixer is still down. And even the Reverend knows that we need the mixer to play a record for broadcasting. And that is still down, so we're only getting what is in the collection on CDs. And but if there is a mixed SVT's version of New Year's, SVT was an interesting band in the late 70s. It included former Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna bassist Jack Cassidy while he went through his little period of being a punk. And it's a great song and perfect for... Again, can't play it without the mixer, so hopefully we'll play it next week. And, alright, let's give you something funny and play some more tunes. Hello! Happy New Year, Mr. Engineer. Yes, it was rockin'. The Reverend had the rockin'est New Year's ever, or at least ever since the start of the show. And, awesome, awesome weekend. Incredible. Oh, what can I say about it? Let's see, how can I put this? The house had a welcome sign at the front door and the back door. That's all she'll let me say about it. Front door and back door. It was awesome. This was, and the whole weekend was incredible. And the Reverend discovered at a traditional New Year's Eve party, although it wasn't that traditional, that he can Greek dance. And it's funny, you find yourself, it's like, you know, heading home, it's like, all right, how can I hear some more of this music? And, but yeah, this has been a bedazzling weekend. And how was yours, Mr. Engineer? Okay, a smile on his face. It is a very happy New Year at Radio Volta, which means hopefully that this coming year, if what the superstitious and delusional say is true, the new year set here, and if that's true, this is going to be a fuck of a great year. But God, I'm still reeling. And it hasn't been great for everybody. I'm not going to make any jokes about this. There's nothing to joke about. It's very sad to hear halfway around the world in tsunami. There isn't much to say about it, about the horror of it. It hasn't already been said, even in the corporate media, but one interesting article that is absolutely worth checking out on the subject is IA Center. It's as if it's one word, iacenter.org, and check out the article about the disaster and some of the policies that affect disasters. And regarding disaster relief, be very careful who you give money to, and definitely never give money to, like, the right-wing form of Christians, the Christian supremacists, specifically the Pat Robertson crowd. What we know, a lot of his nonprofit and money that was raised specifically for some kind of relief project in, I believe, Africa, was actually seriously ripped off and used for his very much for-profit diamond investments at in a country that had, like, a diamond-rich, extreme, brutal dictator that Robertson flew over to defend on national TV in that nation. Don't give to scammers, I would say, regarding disaster release. And I guess one of the other things besides the horror on a humane level about what's going on there is that it's more sensitizing about the fragile ecosystem and the fast track in which the Bush regime is recklessly shit-canning what's left of the environment. And this nation needs to be saved first and foremost, not by a tiny group of boogeymen halfway around the world, but from the regime that is poisoning and destroying it at a rate those other people couldn't dream of. And people who seem hell-bent on turning the day after tomorrow film a reality. And again, that article on Sin.org. All right. This thing in the news in the last couple of weeks. It's not substantiated anywhere else, but is an assertion that Rush Limbaugh had a gay affair. And this is from Cyan News, S-I-A-N, or no, S-I-A, cyannews.com. And in case it's not there, I'll email it to you if you want. Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org, and say, I want the gay Rush Limbaugh article. From St. Louis, Missouri. A 46-year-old music store owner from the St. Louis area, Elliot Sanders, is claiming that while a college student at Southeast Missouri University in 1971, he had an affair with Rush Limbaugh. Sanders claims that he and Limbaugh, the well-known talk radio show radio star, had an affair that went on for about 3 months in the autumn of 1971. Sanders stated that he met Limbaugh in a class he was taking, but it was only after meeting his sister, who was openly gay at the time, that he found out Rush himself was gay. Quote, Rush was a charming man, privately, says Sanders. Quote, I met him in a class I was taking, and I didn't realize he was gay until his sister came to visit him. She was gay, and, like, we hit it off, and she seemed shocked that I didn't know Rush was gay as well. When I found out, I was like, wow. End quote. Sanders says that privately, Limbaugh was a very sensitive and caring man, but that he was furiously angry that KFBK, the top 40 radio station he worked while still in high school, would not offer him a full-time job. Oh, another one of these. I'm going to turn into my opposite, my own opposite, after I feel spurned. Quote, he was furious about that, said Sanders, and he often told me that he was really going to show them. According to Sanders, Rush's politics at that time were somewhat middle of the road. Quote, Rush said that he thought most people are incredibly good. He felt that the key to radio programming was to reach that crowd and that it would be really, really easy. He thought he could get anyone to believe anything he said. And the more outrageous it was, the more they would believe it. End quote. When asked when he thought Rush Limbaugh went straight, Sanders replied, what are you talking about? I mean, he's been married 4 times now. Do people really not get why he doesn't stay married? I guess none of those marriages was ever consummated. Sanders would not divulge any further details, but when asked if he feared retaliation from Limbaugh for his revelations, he stated, no, Rush wouldn't do that. He's really a sweetie at heart, but some of the people who listen to him might. I think most of them are psychotic. Going all the way, ain't right. I'm not making this up. Let's eat out tonight. I don't think these people realize he's just pandering to them for ratings, but if they find out, I wouldn't want to be there. That's from SIA News, like one word, .com. You can decide if you believe it. It's not verified anywhere else. Let's see. Coming up later, we will review a book given Christian obsessive psycho stalker to try to woo a woman. This to the right-wing Christian book called The War Against Boys, which is the funniest thing of 2004 in the reverence circles. And thank you, Demonica, for all of the comedy material. We'll cover that and other news and the top 10 war profiteers of let's play some tunes. This is by however you pronounce their name, Akujalon, and the track is entitled Master Your High.
When you see somebody stumbling when they walk by, tell them, hey kid, walk straight, master your heart. Drooling from the mouth with them bloodshot eyes. Tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
You took a half of shrooms and now you about to cry.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
Can't remember a thing no matter how hard you try.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
First you start mumbling, then you start stumbling. Then your motor skills start malfunctioning. Could it be the intake of the chemical that makes your body shake all over so critical? First one running to the bar to get a drink. First one hanging out the car, chunky pink. Nearly paralyzed, numbed up, then sedated. Moving with that rubber band body when you faded. Smoke about an ounce of weed, drank 10 beer. Matter of time before you start getting the fear. You can't steer, you can't hear, you ain't here, you can't speak clear. You wanna go home when you see somebody stumbling when they walk by. Tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
Ruling from the tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
You took a half a shroom shot.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
Can't remember a thing no matter how hard you try.
Master your heart.
Chocolate, but the gin and juice got you skyrocketing. Yo, can I get a Long Island? Who got the bud? Now you wanna lay it down in the club. Be a thug, drinking thug passion. Can barely push it to the house without crying. No better. Getting that saucy. Trying to mix tequila with kamikazes and Rossi. Fudge brownies with ganja butter. Then you want to hit the bone? Your eyes flutter. Yo, she had a happy face on her ecstasy. She's trying to touch in her private place while she's standing next to me. Should have had one drink like your girl. Now you in the bathroom calling Earl. Oh, now you got the spins, head twirls, under Esperanto your world. Now when you see somebody stumbling when they walk by, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
Drooling from the mouth with them bloodshot eyes, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
You took a half of shrooms and now you bout to cry.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your heart.
Can't remember a thing on the acid fry. First you need oxygen, but then you need agua, rejuvenation. Maybe you should eat some, but nothing spicy. Maybe try a cold towel, nice and icy. Nah, you can't leave here, you can barely open doors. Why don't you take a shower, open up your pores. Just try to shake it off, have some activity. Get your shit together, then come back to the festivities. I'm not saying don't get high, cause that's on you. I'm saying if you gon' get high, know what to do. See, my friend right here can hold his liquor. But my friend right here is getting sicker. Yo, he started beef with my homie over what? Shoot this fool to the house. Go sober up. Maybe you should listen up. Heed the warning before you wake up sick as fuck. And god damn.
Man, I think I'm just going to sleep this one off, man. I'll get back with y'all.
Over and he's trying to sympathize with pretty love. Like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love. Like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love. Like some tacky in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love. The way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little Bo Peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love. Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews and
snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews and
snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews and
snap.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews.
Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Nothing but the best for my life.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews and
come on.
Poodle bites.
Come on.
Yeah. lies in the street. Lies in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Yeah. Rabid foaming, a beast cage in the heart of the city. Everybody in? Everybody in? Sleep again. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town.
Yeah!
Went down south and crossed the border.
Yeah.
Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. About to begin. One morning he awoke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Everybody in?
Everybody in? Everybody in?
Jim Morrison, a beneficent influence of Rambo. Rambo. Jim Morrison. Beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
We go together.
Jinx doing Rock and Roll Party Queen reprise. Marry Me did We Go Together. William S. Burroughs did Is Everybody In from a Doors tribute CD called Stoned Immaculate. The Professionals did 1, 2, 3. Frank Zappa did Dirty Love. Discount did Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. Started off with Acoujalone doing Master Your High. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the New Year's special. And looking at the time and looking at how many tunes and how much paper and how much shit there is to cover, I can tell you predictably that we're going to cut out a lot of stuff. And with or without the special surprise live guests. And in 2 weeks, the 4th anniversary show. I cannot find this cartoon online, but if you're in the Philadelphia area, a copy of City Paper, which I don't know if they still put their cartoons on the webpage, .net. And they always have cartoons. They used to have Ward Sutton cartoon, Ed Rawl. And this says Fred Milton's Car Ribbon Emporium Selection. So they have like all these ribbon magnets people put on their cars. And let's see, since you can't see it, I'll read them to you. Let's see, so each ribbon has its own saying, like stop glaring at my Bush Cheney sticker, I support our deficit, pray for our junk DNA, I support my own opinions, big oil, I care at least. Oh, wow. Buy, sell, sell, buy. I support Tony Orlando and Dawn. I was into car ribbons way before they were cool. Pray for U.S. heterosexuals everywhere. Yes, I am morally superior. A whole lot of dollar signs. Support our billionaires. This space for rent. Support delusions of my grandeur. What's this? What the fuck? To pick up milk. I support Colonel Klink. Wait, I mean Rumsfeld. My car ribbon. Call 888-428-6 to report any unpatriotic ribbons. That is from Fred Milton in the current issue of City Paper. And seeing it is better. But that is unavailable. So there is more cartoons. Alright, let's do the War Profiteers. This is from truthout.org. The top profiteers of 2004, built by the Center for Corporate Policy. Oh, you're going to be, who's the top 10 war profiteers? It's the same as during Iran-Contra, during pretty much all the wars. Aegis, Bearing Point, Bechtel, BKSH and Associates, Khaki and Titan, Custer Battles, oh, and Dickless Cheney's Corporation, Halliburton, there's a shock, Lockheed Martin, Laurel Satellite, and Qualcomm. There you have it, the top 10 war profiteers in 2004. Give your blood for oil and war profiteering today. Support the troops by bringing them home. And check out Michael Moore's book of emails and messages from the troops at michaelmoore.com. is entitled Will They Ever Trust Us Again? And feel free to pass that along to a clueless person. And now it's time for a prayer, since I am clergy. Mr. Engineer, are you going to pray with the Reverend? Okay. It has to be consensual. Okay. God, I'm still reeling from New Year. Front and back door. Ugh, finished to go. Lord, we pray that you heal this nation that inundated itself. I can't even read. It's been such a good weekend. Saturated in the corporate television media with commie un-American films like It's a Wonderful Life and what the fuck's that other one? Miracle on 34th Street, in which our great American hero, callous, selfish, greedy capitalists were portrayed in a negative light. Lord, please forgive the corporate media for showing these dead-pushed, warm and fuzzy, faggy values instead of cutthroat greed and insensitivity. We ask forgiveness that these films were shown and viewed by people all over the nation for our beloved Christmas holiday. And Father, oh Lord, please forgive them for the sin of a false idol named Santa Claus. We understand that these people are offending you and asking for discipline and hell wrath fury and punishment and major sentencing. And Lord, the Liberty Council, which has informed us Christmas is under attack by the secularists and that they don't like expressions like happy holidays and anything that implies democracy and diversity. Thank you for giving us the Liberty Council to enlighten us and forgive our nation for those commie Christmassy films and for the worship of the false Santa Claus. We pray to thee, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn of Radio Volta and ADS Network and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's see. What's to go? God, this just flew by, and there's a shitload of songs and other stuff to cover. All right, I guess this can be an ongoing thing. Major league thanks to the cherished guest from the Happy Spanksgiving show, and who will be returning, and that will be a show of all shows. And I'm not sure if it's this month or if it's going to be after that. But yes, DeMonica has worked on this, on tonight's show, and has provided countless humor and comedy material. She's the victim of, that's not a joke, that's for real, by a Christian supremacist, psycho, obsessive, and a violent, dangerous man. And don't worry, we're taking care of it and looking after her in no small way. She has provided a lot of comedy material. The funniest thing about this dude is that in an attempt to impress her, he gave her this extreme retard book called The War Against Boys, How Misguided Feminism is Harming Our Young Men. I'm not kidding. That's a real book title. By, oh, this is an extremely retarded person. She's written other books. By Christina Hoff Summers. She's a self-loathing woman who is like, she's like the Clarence Thomas of women. You know, Clarence Thomas, the one African-American on the Supreme Court who is, like, absolutely hostile to, like, civil rights legislation and supports, like, the right-wing and Bush regime types of agendas. published by Simon & Schuster in year 2000, and we're not going to have time to really get into this. A lot to say about it, but let's see. I guess we'll just... I'll give you some quotes, because the quotes are the best. And this is from The War Against Boys, and really, half of the book is from a comedy viewpoint, Israelites. This is Christina Hoff Summers in The War Against Boys. How misguided feminists are harming our young men. Quote, it's a bad time to be a boy in America. As the century drew to a close, the defining event for American girls was the triumph of the U.S. women's soccer team. For boys, the symbolic event was the mass killing at Columbine High School. You couldn't make up shit like this. Even in comedy, even in broadcasting. Here's another quote from the book. I realized that no one was telling the real story about how boys and girls are faring. According to conventional wisdom, girls are second-class citizens in school, but nothing. It gets better. Remember, this is a guy who wanted to impress a woman by giving her this mother of two and who has to work. And of course, is naturally independent and free-spirited. Quote, if America's teenage voiceless or otherwise personally diminished, it has escaped the notice of conventional psychiatry. How it has become fashionable to attribute pathology to millions of healthy male children, and how it turned against boys. Society is forgetting a simple truth, that the energy, competitiveness, and corporate daring of normal, decent males is responsible for much of what is right in the world. Marlon, I'm not making up these quotes. The Psycho Stalker. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The Psycho Stalker. Come on over.
Yes.
The Psycho Stalker, in an attempt to end Christian supremacist in the right wing sense, wanted to impress Demonica by giving her a copy. This is a hardworking mother of two. By giving her a book entitled The War Against Boys, How Misguided Feminism is Harming Our Young Men. And it's by Christina Hoff Summers, who wrote, like, anti-women books before. She's like a Dr. Laura or an Ann Coulter, like Rush Limbaugh and drag type. So, I guess, do you have any tips for the Psycho Stalker, like what books to buy, like, next year when he's obsessed with another person? And confusing obsession with love.
Sorry. Expecting me to have something to say, but it's not my area of expertise.
It's not your area of expertise. You had action in here all last year. Well, what kind of a book would you give for the holidays?
Oh, what kind of book would I give? Well, I'm kind of boring, so I'd probably just give, how to tile your floor.
Okay.
sometimes I'm on, but that 80% of the time I'm completely boring.
You are anything but boring, but if your next intended paramour copy of How to Retile Your Floor, please do it. Bring her here and do it while the show is on. Somebody you're hot for. Alright, now, give us a book to...
You weren't being specific, you know? Oh, I can't do anything. How to sweeten your day in 50 ways. I don't know, what the hell am I...
I know what I'm asking you, but... I'll tell you what I gave two women friends who are just friends who recently went through divorces. Actually, both the same book. Hope they're not listening because now they know. But it was a book about divorcing assholes. And as you know, power freaks and controllers and emotionally abusive people and obsessive types are assholes and unworthy. But still, they leave a lot of scars after the divorce. So I thought, I know a lot of the women friends are going to give them like self-help kinds of books. So I gave them a funny book on the same subject that was entitled, But My Aim Is Getting Better. And both loved it. Both loved that. So, well, those weren't for paramours, but they were for heartbroken friends. And they loved them. They loved the book as they go through all this kind of shit during the holiday season. God, I can't read this shit. There's too many assholes of the week. Since 2 weeks ago, everybody who was a worthy recipient of Asshole of the Week or the runners-up was put on this horrible-looking piece of paper. And now there's too many. In fact, I think I'm going to save some for next week because... And then, if we do get the live guests, we'll get them to make the fart sounds. All right. But did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, well, it was a quiet New Year's this year. I really didn't do anything. I told you I'm boring. I was either going to go to my uncle's house or I was going to go dancing. But I did neither. Because because I wasn't so boring. Because I was snuggling with my sister.
Okay, I was going to say, in that case, I'm not going to rub your nose in the fact that I had the smoking on New Year's. The happiest one since started doing the show, and my brain is spinning, but in a good way. All right, let's see. All right, since we're having so much fun, thanks to the comedy material provided by Demonica and her great work on tonight's show, let us just say that even though the Nut Boy is a Christian supremacist and a right-wing Taliban type and stay-at-home woman and let me be your power freak and controller and blah, blah, blah. And of course, that is more dangerous and dangerous for life. Like, not just like while he's all fucked up, but dangerous for life. But really, anybody from any walk of life can go through a trip like that. So, we're going to make a resolution on tonight's show. Let us not ever become too stupid for love or attraction. Never get too stupid for either love or the illusion of love. Because if you do, you have to catch yourself as it escalates. Take action to stop it. And if you need free material, write to us and we'll send it to you. quail@sjcdc.org. And we will send you materials because there is a clinical value to the show. The Reverend, as you know, is a mild-mannered social worker. And say, okay, it's time to let go, it's time to move on, it's time to heal, it's time to get past all this kind of silly shit, and evolve a little, even. Alright, let's see. I can't even read this shit. Alright, what is a book burner of the Reverend Book Burn listenership? Internationally, we will cover that on the anniversary show. In 2 weeks from tonight, which would mean January 16th. Yes, oh, you must be here in 2 weeks, I hope, for the anniversary show. It's the 4th anniversary show, and you know there's going to be kick-ass tunes on that show. All right. You can't hear him. He calls out in the next room or laughs. Well, I'll say it in advance in case I don't see you for 2 weeks. Happy anniversary, Marlon, the great engineer, the greatest engineer in the world, from Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Radio Volta. Marlon, happy anniversary in 2 weeks.
I can't believe it's been 4 years. 4 years.
We started with the beginning of the Bush regime.
That was like 12 dresses ago for me.
Yes.
What a dress to go for the Volta, actually.
That's right. And a couple of jobs for me. And personal trips. And whatever. Yes, 2 weeks. The anniversary show. All right, just cover the essential shit. Skip the rest for next week. And then get to the runners-up and the asshole of the week. If you can find this cartoonist, he's the Baltimore Sun named Cal, K-A-L, and Cal's cartoon that's in the Baltimore Sun that's worth checking out is Santa Outsourced to India, and actually that is a classic. And here's a quote. Marlon, here's a quote from one of those commie movies they were showing over the holidays. Yeah, they were showing all these commie, un-American movies. My family was watching it. Stuff like It's a Wonderful Life and Scrooge and Miracle on 34th Street, where the good, decent, greedy, cutthroat capitalists were portrayed negatively. It was unbelievable. But this is my favorite quote from Miracle on 34th Street. It really is. There's believing in things when common sense tells us not to. I know. I looked like scrambling for a piece of paper and a pen. You know, when some dingy person started saying that. This can't wait either. This is an essential article. Remember that group of spineless, genitalless, ballless, eggless group of wusses called the Democrats, were the subject a couple weeks ago on the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball special?
Yeah.
Oh, the lengths you go to humor me. Well, this is one of the best, and this is a great site anyway, dissidentvoice.org. Please go tonight to dissidentvoice.org. It's one word, dissidentvoice.org. And we'll read anything that's interesting, but be sure to read Democrats Debate a Sellout on Abortion. Yes, remember that. All these people who are like, the Democrats are our saviors, and they'll save us from Bush. They'll be strong. They'll have a spine. They'll have balls and eggs. Democrats Debate a Sellout on Abortion. DissidentVoice.org. Those spineless, ballless, eggless weasels. Well, that was too degrading. To weasels. The Reverend apologizes right now to all weasels for that, and ferrets, for that degrading comparison. That was very unwarranted and just one of the things that makes independent broadcasting controversial. I apologize to the weasels and ferrets for that. And speaking of that nutcase woman that wrote that book, The War Against Boys, never become self-loathing like these Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Christina Hoff Summers. If you are in something, if you're in the pro-choice movement or the freethinkers movement, and the people you got mixed up with turned out to be real assholes, then that's very easy to believe, especially if the group was NOW, the National Organization for Women, or the Fund for the Feminist Majority, as a whole lot of independent clinic defenders can tell you. That doesn't mean become so psychotic, and permanently so, that you have to say, all right, now I'm going to become a Nazi scumfuck like Rush Limbaugh, or Ann Coulter, or Christina, or one of these other geniuses, or that guy from the 60s that published Ramparts in Berkeley, that now writes all these right-wing books and raised money in the 80s. You don't have to become your own opposite. Start an independent organization, or start your own thing. Get your head back together again, and go forward. and heal and grow and develop and evolve a little. These self-loathing people make no sense. But anyway, that I'm spending too much time on that. I have a whole lot of tune, and I want to play a New Year's song. We can't play. When are we going to get a mixer? I have a great new mixer, and if we do have it next week. And he calls himself boring. Alright, if we have a mixer, we'll play the New Year song by SVT. But in the meantime, let's play Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band. This is Boogie Till You Puke. This goes out to the party folks for this New Year's weekend, and especially to D-Monica.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession, my
about
son?
About 4 months, I guess, Father.
Uh-huh.
I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. I fucked this girl. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard cunnilingus?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow, wobbly warhead, you heard that? Slammed a warhead at her?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit, you heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Bosom burger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what we used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
You bangy bottom.
Madam ovary?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast, it's pizza.
Punk piss.
Hillbilly snatch?
Boob pus.
You heard rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth, toilet tongue, sewer mouth, sewer chute.
Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is an embarrassment to the human species and to the nation which he claims he represents. Twice unelected, come into power by a coup. Twice unelected and brought to power by a coup. This man is a national embarrassment, a war criminal, a corporate hoe, and a Taliban clone. Please join the protests in Washington, D.C. during inaugural week. Information at counter-inaugural.org and unitedforpeace.org. Stand up and let this new year be a beginning for the exposing and fall of George W. Fuckhead, moron, bad impersonator Forrest Gump, Bush.
Has a reputation as being a cynical town. And you know, I know how people could get that idea. But I'm not sure that that's true. Because, I don't believe in hopeless causes, you know. I don't think there's any such thing. There's nobody up here on this stage tonight that believes in hopeless causes. That. And I don't believe any of you people would be here tonight if you thought there was anything like a hopeless cause. It's just, that's what the song's about. It's about heroes. And they're my heroes because it's my fucking song. A lot of people could have been in this song. Joan Baez could have been in this song. Because she sang Joe Hill at Woodstock for her husband, who was in prison and couldn't be there that day. Because for no other reason than they couldn't shut him up and they couldn't make him kill anybody. So she gave him a voice in front of 400,000 people. Abby Hoffman could have been in the song. He's my hero because he said that what we did back during the 60s was unprecedented in history, because for the first time a people rose up against their own army and the army gave up. Senator Patrick Leahy could have been in this song. Everybody sort of ignored this when it happened, but when the Attorney General of the United States suggested before a Senate committee that anyone who questioned anything that any of us did in the name of, or anything the government did in the name of Homeland Security, were being unpatriotic, un-American, and aiding and abetting terrorism. Senator Leahy said, well, Attorney General Ashcroft has the same First Amendment rights as the rest of us. And we need heroes like that right now. And we sure could use Woody right now. So maybe if you sing good enough and you close your eyes, his time in Washington. Democrats rehearsed and getting into gear for 4 more years. Things not getting worse. Republicans drink whiskey neat. Thank you, lucky stars. They say, cannot seek another term. There were no more FDRs. And I sat home in Tennessee, just staring at the screen. I had an uneasy feeling in my chest, just wondering what it means. Come on. So come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Tell your eyes from paradise, rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Well, you gotta sing better than that, or people will think you're Republicans. Footsteps once, it's back in my traveling days. Somewhere I feel to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. But there's killers on the highway now, and man can't get around. So I just sold my soul for wheels of roll. Now I'm stuck here in this town. Come on, so come back, Woody Guthrie.
Come back to us
out in the corn. Our unions have been busted, their proud red banners torn. But if you listen to the real, they tell you all is well. But you, me, and Cisco know going straight to hell. So come back, Emma Goldman. Rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are going up, and they cannot break our will. Come back to us, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. We're marching into Selma while the bells of freedom. you so much.
Picture perfect day, they're chanting USA, 10,000 men on deck.
Their taxes wrote the check.
My flight suit's really buff,
'cause he's got the right stuff.
Like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
The new crusade's begun.
Mission accomplished, horns blare. Mission accomplished, hot air. It went without a flaw. The shock filled them with awe. The evil doer's done, like burgers on a bun. Mission accomplished, God bless. Mission accomplished, BS. Yeah, Rumsfeld, he was right. The world is black and white. Mission accomplished, that's right. Hey, who said war is hell when you're friends with Bechtel and Halliburton's boy?
The Mideast is your toy.
Be you on the UN.
We won't need them again.
The French are freedom fried. All Europe step aside.
This song is classified.
Mission accomplished, time bomb. Mission accomplished, like none. We came to liberate
Iraq's a brand new state. Mission accomplished, just wait.
We have Ann Coulter locked in the green room.
We were going to have her on as a guest.
We had a much better idea. Ann has been locked in there now for about an hour and a half, and we've told her that we still intend to have her on, but of course we don't.
You know, I feel a little bad doing this, but on the other hand, she has had this coming.
Well, you know, in a way, we're doing this on behalf of all the people who have watched her do an interview and couldn't do a thing about it. Chris, can we check in on Ann?
Yep. Let me out! God damn it! Let me out!
Ann? Ann, I'm really sorry about this. Tell you what, just in case we don't get the door unlocked on time, why don't we just do the interview right now?
What? Oh, this is beyond ridiculous. I cannot begin to believe how utterly incompetent you people are.
I can't disagree, Ann. This is embarrassing, having you locked in there.
It's so hot in here. Oh, I'm a lawyer, Al, and I can tell you this is actionable.
I don't blame you. I really don't. But look, you're here. We're on the air. We might as well just do the interview now. Ann, what exactly is your main objection to liberalism?
Where to begin? I mean, you liberal elitists sit in your ivory towers sneering at real Americans who actually believe in a God or morals or right and wrong and anything other than the right to kill babies and your own... Get me out of here! Get me the hell out of here! You bastards!
Ann Coulter, ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a little while to calm down and come back to her later.
Register in the conscious mind.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and there's runner-ups as well. Sunday, January 2nd, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and 2 independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Let's see. We're going to save some of these for next week, but let's see. Some runner-ups include the San Antonio City Council, who have passed an ordinance requiring by law for all exotic dancers to wear licenses on their person while performing. And I hope they come up with some creative ways to do just that. And the representative from the San Antonio City Council said, We want to make it easier to make arrests if somebody violates the do not touch laws or any other laws. So they're wearing their licenses with their stage names and a number. On the uniform, San Antonio City Council, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to another runner-up, which is Eric Hoplin. Eric Hoplin is the chairperson of the College Republican National Committee, who sent out deceptive mailers for fundraising, implying that his organization was still formally connected to the Republican Party, which it is not. Targeted groups included seniors and people of lower income, who I guess he thought were more dupable. So that is, of course, massive fraud. So Eric Hoplin, College Republican National Committee Chair, you are a runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And another runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Christina Axon Flynn, a student at the University of Utah who joined a theater program and then said that the exposure to bad words offended her moral sensibilities, hence her filing a lawsuit, which I believe was appropriately thrown out and laughed at by the judicial system. Hey, where's the fart sounds? Gotta have the fart sounds. We're doing Asshole of the Week. Here it is. The first Cheech of Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
So the exposure of that language offended my moral sensibilities while in a college theater program at the University of Utah. So Christina Axon Flynn, another runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And alright, we'll save this guy. And Asshole of the Week is Tim Gogline. We're going to skip the other runner-ups. Asshole of the Week is Tim Gogline, who is the liaison between the war criminal Bush regime and the religious right wing. Tim Gogline formerly worked for the Gary Bauer for President in 2000 campaign and worked along with Dan Quayle, another Forrest Gump impersonator, and Karl Rove. Tim Gogline says he is the voice of the right wing when meeting with representatives from the Bush regime to talk about the issues that are important to them and what issues the Bush regime seeks to implement. Specialties include fucking up Social Security, further tax cuts for the rich, stopping lawyers' abilities to sue, but there's trial lawyers, stopping gay marriage, and of course, attacking abortion rights. Tim Gogline, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, definitely heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Suicidal Tendencies did Subliminal from Al Franken's comedy CD, The O'Franken Factor. You heard Mission Accomplished and Ann Coulter in the Green Room Part 2. Steve Earle did Christmas in Washington from the Tell Us the Truth compilation CD from the Tell Us the Truth tour. And there's also a documentary on the same. The Buzzcocks did Love You More and Promises. National Lampoon did Confession and started off that set with Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band doing Boogie Till You Puke. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. We lost the AN listeners, but we're on the other three outlets going overtime. There's no Radio Volta show after mine. So we will go overtime, and play some final tunes. The rest of the stuff about the War Against Boys book and related comedy is going to have to wait, as well as other subject matter. Next week, with or without live guests, we'll cover all that other shit and play the tunes that we didn't have time for. 2 weeks from tonight, the 4th anniversary show, the show that will slay all shows. And in 3 weeks, entertaining the activist troops from the counter-inaugural protests. And either of those shows, possibly with former bride on the show, Lady Simone, no relation to psycho-Christian supremacist obsessive stalkers. And let's see, also coming, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl and the return of DeMonica to the show, and that show will kill. And let's see, alright, enough with the shows. Oh, and the Midnight Creeps in February from midnightcreeps.com. Live guests February 20th. If you want to write to me, write Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And let's see, I'm skipping all the shit that is in this illegible paper. And we will now do the credits, and then we'll play a track by MDC for anti-racist action. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's New Year's show. Right back to that guy. And please, yeah, to say the Rev says hi, this is Marlon. I know who that is. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's New Year's special show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer. Yay. Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media. Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on this show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on this show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from the professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne-Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin's, Mr. Zvi and spouse and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, and Vera, this is new, Vera and the Portuguese bookburners, she's new, and hello to your friends if they're also tuning in Portugal and Brazil, and all North American bookburners, thank you, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from ontherag.net, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Deicide, Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records, Wooden Chew Books and Records, Joe Keithley, of DOA and Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We haven't forgotten you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia. Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Suzanne Lick, Chelsea Elsie, Merkin Family, Bonnie, Arizona Dude from The Dead Milkman Show, Janelin, Leah, The Lucy Group, Bonnie, Neen, Queen Agitator, said that, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Midnight Creeps, Void Control, and all of the organizers, promoters, publicists, and activists who are heading towards the forthcoming inaugural protests. Book burners everywhere, and most of all to DeMonica. And we're going to play a track to Anti-Racist Action. This is from the new MDC release entitled Magnus Dominus Corpus, or Corpses of the Ultimate Dominators. The new MDC is on DOA's label, which is Sudden Death, suddendeath.com. It's classic. It's incredible. They're still as great as ever. And this track goes out to all the asshole forms of skinheads, the racist, Nazi, swastika-wearing, and specifically to a band of idiots called Screwdriver and the late Ian Stewart, who died in a car crash. This song is dedicated to anti-racist action in Philly and everywhere, and is entitled Nazis Shouldn't Drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, how...
Getting pushed.
Okay. Well, that was a nice New Year special, Mr. Marlin, the great engineer. And thank you for assisting and providing your commentaries that were not boring. And we'll just cover all the rest of the shows next week. And in 2 weeks, the anniversary show, we'll play one more song from the new DOA release, Live Free or Die. It's a 60s cover, originally by Creedence Clearwater Revival. This track is entitled Bad Moon Rising. Good night.
Overflowing, I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Well, don't go around tonight, it's bad.